Look at me. Look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can.
Linda Rush sings a lot to encourage herself these days. She was addicted to crack cocaine for many years.
I was ashamed of the fact that I was a straight-A student once upon a time. I had dreams. There were things I wanted to do. And I ended up in the street, a prostitute, smoking crack cocaine.
What did you want to be when you were little?
I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to teach third grade. My third grade teacher was the best person that I ever met in my life.
But Linda Rush's life didn't turn out that way. She started using crack cocaine at 17.
I've seen everything from being homeless and hungry to being raped and left for dead. And there were days where I would cry out and ask God to help me do something different, but I didn't know what to do.
One day when her children were young, she left them with a babysitter, cashed her check, and stopped at a crack house for drugs.
I got stuck. I ended up standing in that house, getting high all day. By the time I got home, it was 9 o'clock at night, and my children were gone. Come to find out, the young lady had left my children home alone, and my youngest son went next door and called my mom. And my mom came and got my children.
Rush has been in her children's lives sporadically since then. She's been in prison many times. Even when she had her children with her, she neglected them.
My oldest son, when he graduated from high school, I was not there because I was in the house high. My youngest son always felt like an outcast. And so I think that out of all of my children at the time, he needed me most. If I'd have been there, I don't believe that he would have ever had the experience of having to be incarcerated. I believe that he would have been able to graduate high school. My daughter told me that every time I go to jail, she's glad because at least she knows I'm alive and where I am. So they went through a lot emotionally and mentally behind my not being there.
Counselors say one of the most profound challenges former addicts like Rush have to face is that they were not good mothers. It's a source of shame and sadness, and they long for a second chance. Rush has been clean for 2 years and has a good relationship with her children now, even though she worries about them. She takes pride in the fact that her sons are talented at singing and drawing just like she is, and that her daughters are in school. She loves her 3 grandchildren, but she carries around one big regret.
The last child that I had was born in 1994 while I was in prison, and the last time I saw her, she was 3 months old. I have not seen her in 19 years. My fear is that she will hate me. You know, that's my fear, that she will hate me.
Rush says she hopes to meet her youngest daughter.
But I hope it's at a time in my life when I'm prepared to handle whatever her response to me may be.
What do you mean?
She may not want a relationship with me. She may not want to take the time to find out why she was the one that had to be given away. And if she doesn't want to be bothered with me, I ask myself sometimes, am I going to be able to handle that? And I know that this early in my recovery, I don't think I'm ready for that.
So, one day.
One day.
I made a vow that nothing's going to stop me now.